Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. I was so thrilled to find out. Lindsay told me, and I had no idea, that there is a actual full Korean menu of food at Cocomero, which is right out north on Forsyth. Jeff, when I was a young kid, I was in Taekwondo for many, many years. And back then, in the early 1980s, the Taekwondo instructors in Decatur were all Korean. From South Korea. And so I went to Rowe's Academy, and Master Rowe was a Korean instructor. And we would go to these tournaments and go travel. And there was always these Korean families right. that were around, and they would make this incredible food. And so when I was a young kid, I was introduced to bulgogi and kimchi and all of the staples of Korean food. And it is absolutely amazing.
It smells delicious.
I know. The entire studio.
Your studio is
they're like preparing it. I mean, my goodness.
Are you going to take a picture of that?
I am. Well, I'm going to eat it, too.
Yes.
there's no doubt about that. Well, it is. We want to welcome the folks who have come in here and really done an amazing job. And we're going to tell you all about their place. Help me. Is it Queenie? Is that how it's pronounced?
Queenie.
Yes.
My name is Queenie.
Queenie Lee and Jin Park is with you. Tell me who else is here. You have a whole group of folks.
Yeah.
Okay. Queenie, I'm going to need to talk to you here for just a second now that we're on the air and we can get all this stuff set up. Please don't worry. We'll have plenty of time. But tell me about Cocomero. Now, obviously people know it for the frozen yogurt, but you have a full Korean menu.
Yeah. So winter time is very slow. So I start Korean menus. Yeah, customer like Korean food, so I started. Yeah, still now.
Okay,
yeah.
So tell me, and we welcome you and Jin Park to the program. Do people know about the Korean cuisine? I mean, is it something? Because I think in America sometimes we just sort of talk about Asian food altogether, and there's a big difference between all the styles. And how did you decide on bringing this to Decatur and the Korean food?
Well, because they moved into the Decatur, but she graduated from college and got a degree from the food and nutrition.
Uh-huh.
And she was very interested in the Korean food. And people started like her cooking. So they decided they want to open up.
All right. So that's great stuff. So tell me, what did you bring in today? Let's talk about some of as people will be watching the Winter Games and learning about the Korean culture and cuisine and everything that goes with that. Tell me a little bit about the menu, what you have here today.
I brought three main menu and two appetizer. One bulgogi and side kimchi, bibimbap, also two appetizer is japchae and kimchi jeon.
Okay, so let's start with the bulgogi, and tell me about that. Now, that can be beef or pork. I think you have both here today. Is that right?
Yeah, I brought two kinds, pork and beef.
Okay, and that is one of the traditional foods that Koreans love, so that's sort of a staple of the Korean diet?
Yes, it is. So what they call bulgogi, we slice thin beef or pork, and you season with onions, and what else? Well, the onion and the
pears.
We use Korean pear as a sweetener.
Okay.
And then she seasoned with garlic and soy sauce and sesame oil or sesame seed and marinate it.
Oh, man.
And it cook.
Sounds
and you
wonderful.
Serve it with rice or noodles.
Oh, rice or noodles. Okay. And then kimchi, which is, from what I understand, a dish that's served with a lot of meals or most meals. And that's cabbage, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. But it's spiced cabbage.
Spiced, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so how is that prepared?
It is prepared with the cabbages and sliced and soaking in the salt and seasoned with hot pepper and garlic. And sometimes they put the sugar. And it is very probiotic healthy food.
Oh,
and eat with the rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, eat with just about every meal.
All right. And then what you also have here is this U.S. the sweet potato starch rather than flour to make noodles, correct?
Yeah, much healthier.
All right.
And also it is real thin and long.
Noodles meaning it. Noodles are thin, long. Its meaning is long life. It's a Korean birthday, so we usually eat long life.
Okay, so
it's a birthday meal.
A birthday meal, gotcha. Okay, so tell me about when you guys are open, how people come to see your business, because as you said, you know, not as people during the winter months are eating as much frozen yogurt as obviously they do during the summer months, but you guys are located right next to the Hickory Point Mall, correct?
Yeah, right.
All right, and when are you open?
4 years ago.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then your hours of operation?
11:30 to 9:30.
And I know you have a very popular, Lindsay, you were telling me about their Facebook page, mm-hmm. Which people can go and visit and get an idea of all the different things.
Get the reviews, because the reviews are amazing.
Yeah. So people, they've welcomed you to the community and really love the Korean menu.
Yeah.
Wednesday is their 4-year anniversary.
Is it really?
Yeah.
4 years. That's pretty amazing. Well, congratulations on all the success. We got to take a break for the news. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Buyers and Company.